yaba ne fear and any break. Jideni sɛ ɛnyɛ sɔfo bi anaasɛ yɛ ho ho yɛn ho nti ɛne ɛwɔ ha na mmom yɛbaa sɛ yɛba bɛhyia nyankopɔn. Sɛ nyankopɔn ti na abaeɛ deɛ ɛna nyankopɔn nso bɛhyia wɔ adwumayi. Amen. Yɛnsie ntra ase bio. Yasia no na asem no wo ho na asem no ni onyankopon na wo ho na asem no eyo onyankopon. Na fi o me yehu se na asem no ebe ye hu na ma betna ye hu
And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him.
Na monhye onipa foforo a oyɛ no foforo ɛkɔ nimdie mu deɛ ɛbɔ no no esuban ɛsoɔ no.
Amen. May the Lord add his blessings to reading of the word. Shall we have the comfort of our seats?
Amen.
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 How many of us are still under expectation?
Dodo say any, that's why I hear Bibiye no kwan.
Amen. I always have something I say. That when you come to meet somebody here in church,
Enti wo nkwa sori so kushio ni pebi na emu wo kosa wo kushie onyagopo. Amen so mi anga sanu menya sio hunu pi. Ani se wo nkwa sori se se mpakani nu ina akwa kushia no. Toda de obeka se mpa no ono ampo obegina ho no nim de obeka. Ebia wa ye no ho ahoboa na nso oba no onim se die na na me ba beka. Ye bi a sɛ mpaka ne nti na wo ba ɛnyɛ na ɛbɛyɛ abɛmbuo ɛde ama wo. Amen. Na mmom deɛ wo se yɛbɔ ho mpae nyinaa berɛ bi ɛba asɔre ne sɛ Nyankopɔn nimpa ɛbɛsane ɛwɔ yɛ ntam.
And what is that word manifested in flesh again today? The believer who was successfully eating up the book. Last week, I remember we spoke about the book in an earthen vessel. So we are continuing from there. That when the book comes in an earthen vessel, what does the earthen vessel becomes? The body becomes the word manifested in flesh again. Because don't forget that Jesus was seen between Matthew and John. Brother Branham says he borrowed a body. Because the Bible says, unto us a child is born and unto us a son is given. The child that has got the time that a child must be born. But the son is not born.
Yes.
The son is not born. Because the son is the Lord himself. Because Brother Branham says so, that in the beginning when God was existing by himself, out of him came the son, which is the same as the logos that came out of him in the beginning. So the child was born, but the son was given. The child needs time to grow, but the son is fully matured. Are you understand what I'm saying, friends? The son does not need any time to mature because he's in a mature state already. That is why Jesus, at a young age, he was correcting the mother from saying the wrong things. Why was it so? The body was a child, but what was in him was not a child. That is why Brother Branham says Mary cannot give birth to God. Mary can give birth to a child that God will come and use. So what Mary gave birth to was a container. It was a container that is going to be carrying God. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So that child that was born is going to be carried the son which is given. That is why Brother Branham says when you are looking for Jesus right now, you shouldn't be looking at someone coming with painted white face and with certain things on the... It was just a body. But Brother Branham spoke on the message that he said Christ identified by his characteristics. Amen. Hallelujah. That by his characteristics you are going to be able to see him. Why did the people think that Jesus was blaspheming when he said he was God? It was because what they were looking for was not what they were seeing. So he doesn't come in the way you want to see him. But you must be seeing the characteristics through that. That is why he will ask the Jews, didn't you read? Of course they read, but what they were looking for was not what they were seeing, because they were lacking the revelation. But one time the woman at the well, she caught the revelation to say, we were told that when the Messiah comes, he shall know all things. Amen. That woman was not looking at the appearance, but he was looking at what was inside. Are you getting that, friends? So it was not that Jesus who was being walking like a man, but it was what was inside of him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So he was the word that was manifested. And as the scripture says, in the beginning was the word. But the word was with God, and the word, it was God. Amen. And the word was made flesh. Who was Jesus? But I want to take you somewhere. In Genesis 1:26, the Bible says that God, he created man in his likeness and in his image. And when you read the message, the identified masterpiece, Brother Branham makes us understand that God wanted to make something like himself. So Brother Branham says that God made a man in a way that he knows how man is going to think. He knows how man is going to act. He knows how man is going to do his things. So everything that man should be, God had it in his mind before he brought man into existence. And in fact, he made him in his own image and after his own likeness. But don't also forget, in Genesis 1:11, Brother Branham teaches us about the law of reproduction.
That
everything must bring forth its own kind.
So
if the Bible is now saying that God created a man in his own image, that it means that when it got to God, God didn't create another species, but he brought a species just like himself. In fact, the Bible said, after his kind. Hallelujah. That was how God made man. Until he gave everything, he put everything in the hands of man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the devil, he came in. But someone will ask me, did it take God by surprise? No, it never took God by surprise. No, it didn't take God by surprise. If I say it took God by surprise, then he is not an omniscient God. No, if I say that I'm trying to blaspheme. But God, he knew what was going to happen. And he has already made another way. After it happens, he was going to use that way. Abraham says, God, he creates a way of escape before the problem comes. The children of Israel, they got to the Red Sea and they were wandering. They didn't know what to do.
Israel, and
you thought God didn't know they will get there? God knew they were going to be there. And God knew what he was going to do. And let me tell you something. God didn't just part the Red Sea for the children of Israel to find a place to pass. But he was also sending a message to the people who were before. No, let me explain this again. I think you didn't hear me. God didn't part the Red Sea just for the children of Israel to find a place to pass. But he parted the Red Sea also because he wanted to send a signal or a message to the people who are beyond them, for them to know that these are people whose God is able to part the Red Sea, and if we should try them, he is going to also come against us. And that was what was happening. When you read through the Bible, when they get anywhere, the people had already heard their news. Before they go to Jericho, the people, they wanted to, protect their land because they've heard what God has done through them. And that is what I call the experiential faith. Faith that comes by experience. Just like David will say, the God that was able to make me kill this bear, that same God is going to make me defeat
Goliath.
Amen. That same God that took me through the Red Sea, when I get to Jordan, he's going to part another way. Come on now, that is what God does with us. That after he does one thing, he expects you to know that you've got experience that he can do it again.
Amen.
And
the same thing happened with Moses. Amen. The first time that Moses encountered the pillar of fire, God made him to do certain things for him to know that he is with him. That was why when Moses was crying, he asked Moses, why cry? Speak and go forth. Because there is an experience that I've given you. Wasn't I the same God who brought flies in the whole Egypt? Am I not the same God who killed every first seed in Egypt? If I am able to do that, what shows that I cannot do this also? And that is what God does with us, my friends. That when he does something, he expects you to have a faith that comes by a speed. Can you say amen? So sometimes God, it takes you through somewhere to just build you up, give you an experience to face the tougher battle that is coming. God took David to the wilderness just to prepare him to meet the Goliath that is going to come.
David, Echo, Selena, so Dinano, Gonias, Yahunu, and I'm Goliath, Sibiana, Dashio, Cocosian.
People who were tick tall, they were running away.
A brane for Yano Mugane.
But David was meeting it up.
Yes, David, you know, Cocosia.
Why was David meeting it up?
Yes, David,
because David has got an experience.
Oh, David, when you see a Hunu,
and that is what a believer must have today.
No, I didn't know
faith that comes by experience. The believer should know that this thing is going to be done regardless of what happens, because I know a God that has done it before and he can do it right here again.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
That is how God leads his children, my friend. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the story I was narrating, the devil came in the Garden of Eden. Amen. And God made another way. But when the devil came in, men lost certain things. I always say that man lost three things in the Garden of Eden. Man lost fellowship. Man lost dominion. And then man lost salvation. But let me tell you something. Brother Branham says, God was not willing to be defeated. Because he cannot be defeated. I know he cannot be defeated. Because he is infallible. But God, he designated another plan. I know he designated another plan. Because the plan before was what man was going to do. No. The plan, the condition of the plan was what you do. But the second plan that he made, he says it is not what you do, but it is what I have done. It is what I have done. So Brother Bram says the believer is always behind the atonement. It is what he has done. It is not what you have done. That is what Brother Bram says. It is not what the believer is doing, but it is what Christ has done. Can you say amen?
Amen?
So that was the new plan that he designated. And why did he designate that plan? He was to bring us back to our original position. Because Brother Branham says that Christ, he died when he came, he had a threefold purpose. And one of these threefold purposes was to restore us back to our original position. That thing that the devil took away from us, he was to come and restore us back. And restoration is bringing back to the same place. It is not taking it from class 1 and taking it back to KG 2. No. If this was in class 1, it is coming back to class 1. That is what restoration means.
Ain't you know? Sir, Odia Quaco, see your canity, Bianimuno, and yes, I take Yafu from in Odia Quaco. See, Nemo, baby, and you walk canina, Sabia, Potina, a free honor, and Juan or Sadia Quacuina.
So, what is that condition?
It is Atibiano and Onedia.
It is the Genesis 1:26 condition.
And only Genesis Mumeti can you more your Nunsia
after his own kind, after his own likeness, having dominion over everything. So if you are going to be having dominion, if you are after the likeness of God, if you are after the kind of God, who are you? I am going to answer you by what Brother Branham said. He said in a message adoption 4. He says, and now this may choke you to death. But did you know that men that are sons of God are amateur gods?
Now I say, only.
Brother Bramas, how many of you ever know that? Can you say amen?
Amen.
So if you are under the Genesis 1:26 covenant, who are you?
Genesis,
you are an amateur god. If a child or if an offspring of a dog is a dog, if an offspring of a cow is a cow, an offspring of God is God. But because they had full domain over the dominion over the world, he gave him dominion over all things. And if he has given you dominion over all things, why should he be given the dominion? Because remember, after creation, Adam was the one that named everything. What power does Adam have to name what God has created? But every name that Adam gave to anything, God said amen to that. If God said amen to that, then you should know that Adam had the mind of God. But don't also forget that the Bible says that God, he doesn't share his glory with anyone. So if Adam was able to name these things, then who is Adam? No, somebody hear me well now. If he gave Adam the dominion to name things after he himself has said, I don't share my glory with any man, then who is Adam? Adam was God himself.
Adam, no, you're Yankopong.
Hallelujah. That is why Brother Branham says, when the first Adam fell, the second Adam, what did he do? He came to restore us everything back.
Yes, sir.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So that same condition, that same innocence condition, that same thing has got to be brought back. Because there is a restoration that is taking place. Brother Branham says, Joshua stopped the sun. And he says, is that true? Somebody says all things are possible with God. Nothing is impossible. How many of us know that all things are possible with God?
Amen.
But Brother Branham also says, but all things are possible to you also.
Now, Abraham said, anyone so tear?
You didn't hear that. Brother Branham says, all things are possible with you also.
Abraham said,
is Brother Branham blaspheming? No. Brother Branham is actually telling you what you are. If all things are possible with God and all things are possible with you, then who are you? Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But Abraham says, well, I am afraid.
Abraham says, where do you bring me home, Paul?
I'm afraid that the church doesn't know their authority. I am afraid that the Holy Ghost born man doesn't realize their authority. They don't realize the authority that God has permitted to his church. That is what is happening, my friend. When I'm telling you all things are possible with you also, you are doubting a little bit. You shouldn't doubt. But don't forget, don't worry, that is why I'm here. I am here to alert you to bring your mind on something. Because Brother Branham says when the church begins to know who they are, when the believer gets to know their position, the devil becomes powerless.
Amen.
So Brother Branham says, because of that, the devil has got the tactics that he plays. And the tactics that he plays is to throw a spiritual amnesia on the church. Until you begin to wander about in Kadesh Barnea. Until you begin to wander about, you don't know what to do. But you need a Joshua. You need a Caleb who says, we can take it.
Yes, sir.
It needs a Joshua who can say, God has promised it, and I am going to go for that. My friend, we need a Shamga here tonight. I know we need a Shamga tonight. Who say, my friend, enough is enough. I am a Holy Ghost filled Christian. Just like Shamgar says, I am a Jew. I am circumcised. I am a seed of Abraham. How can they always cheat me on my goods? Enough is enough, my friend. Somebody, that is what you need to do. To say enough is enough. What does Shamgar do? Shamgar, he took an Osgard. My friend, why is your Osgard tonight? It is the word of the Lord. Because Brother Branham says it will defeat Satan anywhere, anytime, and under any circumstance. Hey, come on now. Brother Branham says the seed of Abraham, they will possess the gaze of their enemies. Ah, my friend, possessing the gaze of your enemies. What are you doing, my friend? Why are you sitting down? Shake your Oscar. Apply the word. Apply the word. Apply the word. Come on now.
Amen.
Come on now. What are you doing? Take your Oscar. Take your Oscar. Oh, yes, my friend. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Take the word of the Lord and face the problem with
that.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Take the word of the Lord and move forward, my friend. That is what we've got to do. That is what Shamgar did. Because after he realized what he was,
then
he said, if I am this, why should I be making these people trample over me? My friend, believer, If you are not mature God, what is a God is an object of worship. So things must bow down to you. You not bowing down to things. Listen now. Things must bow down to you. You don't bow down to things. I remember one time. There was a man called Daniel.
Now, who are your friend Daniel?
Daniel. In the book of Daniel, there. You realize that Daniel was thrown in the lion's den.
Daniel,
and somebody asked her, why didn't the lions devour Daniel? Because don't forget, the lions, they made sure that the lions were very hungry. So Daniel, before Daniel will even get to the pit, they were already going to devour him up there. But the question is, why wasn't Daniel devoured? It was because in Daniel was who created them. Daniel was possessing who created it. When you go home and you meet your dog, what does your dog do to you? He begins to do the tail like that because the owner has come. So when Daniel was casted in that place, oh, they said, our maker, you are here. So Daniel didn't bow down to them. They bowed down to Daniel. Come on now. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they didn't bow down.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego,
but the condition must bow down to them. Because they are the master of every condition. And Brother Abraham says, you are the master of your own situation. You're master of your own circumstance. That you should be on top, you shouldn't be below. Why am I saying so? The scripture says we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So you are not just nobody walking around. Hallelujah. Let me paint a photo for you to see. Brother Branham taught us about dimensions from the first to the seventh, isn't it? And then we made us understand that we are living in three of them. And then the fourth dimension is having radio waves. Anything about networking, all these things, wireless things, it's all in the radio waves.
Wireless, audio waves, internet,
and Brother Branham says that the higher the dimension, the greater the power. And then there we have the fifth dimension, which is hell. And then the sixth one is where the believers go after they die. And the seventh dimension, that is where God is. But I'm trying to paint a certain picture. When the situation gets tough in these three dimensions, you, the believer, you have the access to the fourth dimension. And the difficulties in the third dimension, when they get to the fourth dimension, they diminish. Just like Brother Branham gave an illustration between the serpent and the eagle. That when the eagle is fighting the snake, it takes the snake up high.
And
then when he takes it on, he leaves the serpent, then the serpents come down and hit the head on something and he dies. What am I saying to you, friends? Change your problem to the fourth dimension. And you know what happens in the fourth dimension? Let me give you a typical example. Just like I am speaking, this, it must go through the amplifier there. And it goes through a different consoles. Then it comes out from the speaker. But however this thing works, the way this thing works, you do not see it with your eyes. But you not seeing with your eyes doesn't mean you are not hearing the sound.
No,
somebody come with me, come with me. You not hear, you not seeing how it is going to happen doesn't mean it is not happening. You don't care about how the amplifier is connected to this microphone. You don't care about how the speaker is connected to the amplifier. All you care about is the voice coming from the speaker. I don't care about how it is going to be done. I don't care about who is going to do it. All what I know is going to be done regardless. I don't care who is going to do it. I don't care when it's going to do it. I don't care what is going to be happening. I don't care about the process. That is not my business. All my business, it is going to be done regardless. So when you take your issue to the fourth dimension, you don't look at the symptoms. You don't look about the improvement. You don't care about that. God will take care of that. What matters is the results. What matters is the result. I remember Joseph. Joseph in the prison. The process was going on, but Joseph was not seeing anything. He was in the prison, but God was moving elements. It didn't matter. The elements that the Lord was moving, it had nothing to do with Joseph. All what it had to do with Joseph was one day coming from the prison straight to the palace. But through the process, Joseph doesn't care. I am led to say this. God is processing something. I know God is cooking something. The Bible says, behold, I will make a new thing. I know, behold, I will make a new thing. You not seeing it doesn't mean that it is not taking place. Come on. Come on now. You not seeing the process does not mean it is not happening. No, you have nothing to do with the process. Because you don't have any strength to fight. And you don't have any strength to fight. But Abraham says, after all, the battle is not ours. It is the Lord. What we do is we accept and claim it by faith. I remember the scripture in Joshua chapter 1. He says, Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. I don't be afraid, for I am the one that goes with you and comes with you. And what did God say to Joshua? He says, any place that the soles of your feet shall tread upon, there have I given unto you. I don't care, but it refers to me. He's not speaking to Joshua. He is speaking to you. He is speaking to me. Brother Branham says, footprints means possession. Come on now. That was why when Caleb, when they got to the promised land, what did Caleb say? He says, give me my mountain, because this is my mountain. I don't want the other mountain. I want this mountain. Because my foot has already treaded upon there. And then I've already possessed it. What do you want to possess? Foot breeze means possession. Foot breeze means possession. Come on now.
Amen.
My friend, when you get to know who you are, nothing scares you anymore. Come on, hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the Creator Himself is inside of you.
Brother
Branham says in the message, uniting time and sign.
Amen.
Brother Branham says, what a day. What a time that we are living in. Now go down to the message of the Uniting Time and Sign, 6308-18. Amen. He says, what a day and what a time we are living in. The great mystery of God being finished. Bringing in the God here, showing what it is. How these little isms and went off and made him this and this, and somebody made him this, somebody made him that, but the angel of the Lord came down, brought all their isms and pulled out the truth out of it and presented it. And there it is, just as perfect as it can be. No other way could you could go. There it is, that's what he is. The serpent seed, all these different things, they've been so mysteriously among the people. What is it? It is the sign to unite. What did he say in Malachi 4? He said, we'll restore back the original Pentecostal faith back to the people with the same Pentecostal message. Pentecostal message, the same Pentecostal sign, the same Pentecostal evidence, the same God, the same power, the same teaching, everything exactly, with the vindication of the same pillar of fire that struck Paul on the road to Damascus. And he says, is amongst us today doing the same things that he did that day. Uniting. But this is what I want to arrive at. He says, we see the nations uniting. We see the world uniting. We see the churches uniting. But we also see the bride unite. He says, uniting with the word. He says, why? He says, the word is God. And as the word, as the bridegroom. And the bridegroom being the word. And the bride being the hearer of the word. They come together in a union. They unite like a wedding. They are getting ready for a wedding. They become one. Listen, he says, the word becomes you, and you become the word. So who are you? The word of God manifested in flesh again. He says, Jesus says, at that day you will know. All the Father is, I am. All I am, you are. And all you are, I am. In that day you will know that I'm in the Father, Father in me, I in you, you in me. And he says, at that day, And he asked, what day? And he says, this day. Not tomorrow. This day, the word becomes you. You become the word. And what do you become? The word manifested in flesh. Again. And when you become the word manifested in flesh again, what do you do? If you become the word of God manifested in flesh again, you will do all what Christ was supposed to do when he was here. So this body you have becomes a container. But what is in you is the Christ that is working through you. Just like the Bible says, who are you, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou art going to be made plain. Somebody. Who are you, O great mountain, before Brother Alex? Thou art going to be made plain. Because when Brother Alex comes into the scene, you must begin to bow down yourself. Because the Creator is coming. And when the Creator is coming, all the subjects must come down. And when the Creator is coming, everything must bow down. Even when the King is coming, everyone is bowing down to greet the King. Everyone is bowing down. Why is that so? He's the one owning the land. But you are the one that you've got something that is special than what the King has. No, you have got something that is special than what the President has. No, you've got something that is greater than anything. That is Jesus. That is Jesus. And Brother Bram says, in the name of Jesus, everything shall be made all right. Somebody, the name of Jesus,
yes, you know.
It changes situation. It changes situation. Where is the Jesus?
Yes, you know him.
You are the Jesus.
Yes, you know.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I didn't say that. The prophet says it, and I'm saying
it.
Amen. You become one with the word. And then if you are walking in flesh, if you are manifested in flesh, and you are possessing him, who are you? You are him manifested in flesh. That is why the disciples in Antioch, they say, these are Christians.
He
didn't say this is Peter. He didn't say this is Paul. He didn't say this is John. But he says these are Christians. Because they saw them walking, but in them was Christ. Brother Branham says you can see the person walking ragged, looking like they are nobody, but in them hides the Shekinah glory. They might be unlearned, they might be illiterate, as you say, but it does not matter. Their literacy is not what we are talking about. What possesses them is what we are talking about. And that is what matters. What is inside of you is what matters. Brother Branham preached the message, he that is in you. He says, he that is in you. He says, he that was in Moses was greater than what was in Egypt. He that was in David was greater than he that was in Goliath. He that was in Jesus was greater than anything that the devil could plan. And he that is in you is greater than your circumstance. He that is in you is greater than sickness. He that is in you is greater than everything. And in the name of Jesus, everything has got to be made all right. Come on now, my friend.
Yes,
come on now, my friend.
Amen.
You shouldn't be found at the mercy of the devil. No, you shouldn't be at the mercy of the devil. Your words must make a difference. I know your words must make a difference. When you speak the word must produce. When you speak the word must create. I don't know, when you speak the word must eliminate. Because I told you the last time, that same power that creates, that same power is also able to eliminate. You didn't hear me now. That same power that can create, that same power can also eliminate. Until you can say to the devil, not under my watch. Come on! Until you can say to the devil, I refuse to sign this package that you are bringing to me. This package is not for me. I know this package is not for me. I refuse to sign. Oh, somebody refuse to sign. Brother Branham says the devil brings a package at your doorstep. And then he's expecting you to sign and accept it. But you say, this does not belong to me. This package is not mine. No, this package is not mine. This package is not mine. Take your package away. Oh, somebody here. Say, I refuse to sign.
Oh,
I know I refuse to sign. Not under my watch, Mr. Devil. Not under my watch. I remember David. I believe that David said so. To say, not under my watch, Goliath. No, not under my watch, Goliath. Everyone will keep quiet, but not me. Not under my watch. Hallelujah. Shamgar says, not under my watch. Somebody also say, not under my watch. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No, not under my watch. That authority. Because what Abraham says, what the bride has is not power, but it is authority. And then Brother Branham gave an illustration. And he says, when you go to the traffic, you can see a policeman directing the traffic. But Abraham says the police does not have the power to hold the car. But this police is able to amount many cars. If the police does not say, come, you stay. When the police says, come, you come. When he says, stop, you stop. And Brother Branham says, that is not power. But it is authority. And he says, what is the authority? It is the badge on the chest. Then he says, that is what the believer has. It is not power, but it is authority. So what you have is authority. You decide what to happen, at what time, at what place, and in what manner. I remember Elijah, the Tishbite, in the book of 1 Kings. What did Elijah say? He says, there shall not be no dew nor rain, but according to who? My. What are you saying according to your words tonight? What are you saying according to your words? What was Elijah doing? He was exhibiting his authority. Why don't you exhibit your God-given authority? If you don't use it, the devil will abuse you. No, he will abuse you. But Brother Abraham says, when you get to know your position, the hell will break loose. I know it will break loose because you know who and what you are. Because you are a part of Christ. And Christ defeated death, hell, and the grave.
adamena ene owo esun kunim.
So you shall overcome and defeat everything.
Ene na won so betimi di ade yinara eso.
If you come under that same anointing.
So fast an wosra na ase ba.
Can you say amen? Somebody, are you getting to know who you are? Oh, how many of us are blessed tonight? Oh, how many of us are blessed tonight? We are going to exercise our faith this evening. How many of us are in agreement with me? Exercise on our faith this evening. James says, faith without works is what? And Brother Branham preached a message, faith in action. Faith in action. So tonight your faith must come into action. One day when the faith of Joshua came into action, the sun stood still. One day the faith of David came into action. Goliath was killed. One time Brother Branham's faith came into action. Cancer was healed. No, cancer was healed. One day, Brother Branham's faith came into action. Tuberculosis was gone. One time, amen, Paul's faith came into action. Paul's faith came into action. A dead man that fell came back to life again. And tonight your faith is coming to action. You are going to write a book of Acts for yourself. Come on, somebody, you don't hear what I'm saying? You must write a book of Acts. You must write a book of Acts. Because let me tell you something. When you get close to power, when you get close to power, just like the woman with the blood issue, when she got close to power, she created a scripture. Come on. She created a scripture. You must also create a scripture. When you go, when you get close to power, you do what your faith tells you. And what your faith tells you, it will bring for the result. And that result will become a scripture. To say one day this brother, one day that sister, she got charged by her faith. And when she got charged by her faith, something happened. Why do we talk about Auntie Jemima? We spoke about Auntie Jemima because one time her faith came into action. And what did her faith do? Her faith grounded the plane of a prophet. Come on now. Her faith grounded the plane of a prophet. Do you know what your faith can do? Your faith can break spiritual protocols. I know your faith can bypass normal procedures. No. Your normal procedures, faith can bypass it. There was something that happened to Hezekiah the king. But the faith of King Hezekiah, he bypassed that, saith the Lord. God changed his mind because of the faith. And you know that Gentiles, we have got radical faith. Somebody, let me see radical people with radical faith. Somebody, what are you waiting for? You're waiting for tomorrow? You're waiting for Friday? You're waiting for Sunday? For me, I'm right now. Something is going to happen. And it's not going to happen to that brother. It is not happening to that sister. It is happening to me. No, it is not happening to that brother. It is not happening to that sister. It is happening to you. It is happening to you too. It is happening to you too. It is happening to us. I know I've got testimonies. I've got testimonies of God moving through the preaching of the word. During the preaching of the word, things have been done. what the preaching of the word is going forth. Because the Bible says,
ah,
the word of the Lord, it does not come in void. It does not return void. But it has to go and accomplish. No, it must go and accomplish. So when I tell you, God is going to do it, the word must go back saying, mission accomplished. But the believer must also accept it. The believer must also receive it and say, indeed, the Lord has come through. Somebody, what are you believing God for tonight? No, are you believing God for something? No, are you believing God for something? Somebody, just rise up to your feet. If you are believing God for something, because one time my prophet says that when the anointing strikes, say what you will, and it shall be granted. He says, when the anointing strikes, say what you will, because there is a creative power that goes to create out of nothing. Oh, hallelujah. You can create out of nothing. What do you need? All what you need is in the spoken word. You have got what it takes to get what you need. You have the equipment. You have the plantain. You have your plantain. You have your cassava. You have your ingredients. You have your, all your vegetables. You have your meat. And you want to prepare fufu. You've got all what it takes to make what you want. You just have to start making it. You just have to start making it. You do not need anything extra. All what you need, you have. So put them together. Put your faith to action. God bless you.
God bless you. Tell the devil, tell the devil, tell the devil he's a liar. He's a big liar. Tell the devil. Come on, sing it now. Tell the devil he's a liar. He wanna kill your faith. Tell the devil, tell the devil, tell the devil he's a liar. Especially as you see the day approach it.
O se nunti Bible say mamunya mun share mu da said the aye bi mu su titu ebra mu se awie na be no mamunya mo ho e share mu eta obi e wotie wo online wo nya ni se wo awoti nya mi fie wo nya ni sa da etie ni mo ma excuses bia o nya mi adu wa ma ye basket se ba ko we sa wo kito ba ko ka o etie excuse sa ye nya enye adwuma at least woman de jiba bibi betwi du ako akwesi o na we find out how I be jeje ba bi e be jina e betimi di dudu aba sa di o mago. But even don't use that man ye no na ese ye wa yi ye ye ti ye start dwuma die we mo ye nanti from Nelson Treso ne be si akwase ananti back so many years me nanti fra pejan ma be jina ko de ma fa ba sa ba sa nanti akọ ye tumi ko share tonsu ye muvu ko tonsu S line Nanti, near Nanti Abba, near Nanti, so many years, and I'm lazy. But I saw the Gua Noom, and no grandpa, this will be no better from out. Brothers, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it what? By force. The baby, a baby drone, and so when you are dead, but demons, the demons have become very stubborn. So you've got to go with brutal faith. Said the Yamia Samaya by saying the assembly room. So would you end your day, Egina? The Radin Soma when we are Sidawati. Hallelujah. Let's give God a big hand clapping tonight. Hallelujah. I can't go without God's not dead. Hey, it's a lie. Sing it out. Sing like you do it.
God's not dead. Yes, I feel it in my heart, I feel it in my soul, I feel it in my mind, I feel it all over me.
God is not dead,
God's not dead. Yes, I God's not dead. Oh, yes, I God's not dead. Oh, yes, I feel it.
Hallelujah. Amen. There were empire boy beside your back when Tim and Shannon's not your more so pie. When you have a sea echo, or see, this is Tababemba. Be Aquisica every ne credit card so. But in the Dini, Aquisica from the credit card so. If a sea. Esi ekwa ono ni nua baba ena obi akoyi sika efi ni credit card so ena sisi ade ne kokot e di ahye ne se ona akoyi wawia sika no ti kokot ti osira wote fo esi e frene tama ti ensere wade se oma ni nsa so no onyini mfiri saa kwenshiyemu pamchomo mie nyina emompae mie nyina emeye ne so ne emompae e frani talma. Oh Jesus Christ, you have the mighty God, you are the living God. We know our sister Lord has presented this case before thy throne of mercy. Erwade hunya be me mombo e jina chidie un semiso erwade kasama unya be me Rady Hunimopo, the number one Tom Serati, Ginny Frisa, Quenchemo, the man with Dinia Cassay, I was a Bushemun, Serati, oh, Essi, a call, young coupon, or that's you, and me, or young pipe, what you for. Rady Yaman, why? My children, when I'm, and I was. Thank you, Jesus. And I was. Thank you, Jesus. Yerade ni agye nkwapa ye da wase en munyamura unkuto ni enim se oyɛ na oyɛ ma ne bro nipa adwene ntiasɛ soɔ
my enim di otimi ye nti ye de wonsemi aba abedane wo urade pa wo ye otunini da ho adi na jisa onuan efi obonefo ne nsem urade ma wonya danse ye na urade ento won so se esi ekwa onyankopon no woda so ye mpae botiefo ye ma no fashe odren mu nyam peja jidi fo nyina bisadia de bawanim ma wasema wodi abadum ye nei me enwuru ye kremu enni ye mudam empeja ye jidie na emmonwa etebia me yankopon nye ni otimi ye ho etumoma wona yare mu ayar sabasa na fato onso sewa ho odin de mama o wona yaye mre kenya won prekupe biem na untimi nyina ma o Kristo Yesu wakwa afa ni mudu asem bread ni hye wonsa ko so ama ngosanya kese wono so mani di wo adanse ye a hye odren ni munyam o mada wase de ne de woni abedi ni ye ebra ye ko ikrai nso fo ye kudru fi asomdwem anadwo mana ho fa ye nyane ye me ye wode de be bom pa ye da ye mre shranka odin si wotie ye agen kwa Yesu Kristo din mu ye peja ewade Okunani ene mmai nso hye wonsa Awurade yesere wani madom fa wonsa to wonso na chechire onre mai dum ne bua yen saa ne e pege nua ba sa sechu a hye wonsa en munyamra hye wonsa wai na ye wonsa chene no anwanwade ne biem fa hye odiri kese ne munyam enuanom nyinara Awurade wonti apo ye do hye wonsa en munyamra wasem otumi And now I do yes, my seminal. A cobble baby on Viera, quite your moon century name, my children, William. The agent quite yes, Christo, no quaff for dream when you're bombire. Amen. Radish Samunina.